from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales, Angler U, Texas Insider, and the Belleville Meat Market. All right, it's 87 down on the island in Galveston today. We're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies, scattered thunderstorms during the morning. High of 89 today, southeast winds 10 to 20. At rain chance 60% tonight, some clouds with a low of 84, east southeast 5 to 10. And for tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed, stray shower thunderstorms possible, and throwing up about a 20% tomorrow. But our best chance of rain is today. East winds, they'll be cranking up to about 15 to 25, they're saying here. So we'll keep an eye on that, too. East wind, anytime you get some eastern wind, we get some moisture. That's good. We could use a little. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're sitting on a low right now. We have a high coming up at 7:15 a.m. It's a 1.3. Then we have a low at 1:50 p.m. and 0.3. And then a high at 9:11 p.m., a 1.4. And sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., our moon phase, 87%. Coming off that super moon that we had. All right, currently right now I'm looking around the complex up around Morgan's Point is southeast at 13, Eagle Point southeast at 14. The North Jetty there in Galveston is kind of a south-southeast at 15, and down by the pass it looks like it's southeast at 11, and more over towards Freeport there at the jetties it's southeast at about 17, so a little bit more breeze this morning, got some east in it, and a fairly decent chance of rain today. So we'll just live with it. Let's run over and check in on the Hammer in the Tri-Bay area, see what he's up to this morning. Captain Glenn Hammond, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you doing, brother?
Couldn't be better. I'm here. It's good.
Good, good. What's this about, some rain this morning or today?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Some rain today.
Yeah, only thing I'm seeing on radar is kind of below you, between you and Matagorda, you know, offshore.
Yes, sir.
But
we got a good shower
to develop.
One came through here yesterday morning. Well, before I get up, I guess it was around 6:30. Got a good, quarter of an inch or something. And then good. That was it. That was it.
Yeah, but that rain I was looking at earlier, it's going ashore right now. It's covering East Bay and part of West Matagorda Bay and hitting the harbor here before too long. So it's a little land.
Yeah, it's,
stretches down to PA.
It's kind of hot, Captain Mickey. About the, think that was the hottest. I think that was about the hottest week we've had so far. And there have been some hot ones, but I don't know. When the wind quit blowing, quits blowing, it just makes it so much, I don't know, just can't take it. You can't get outside and do anything. But
you can, but it's just miserable, you know. Just
yeah, you got to do it early. It
takes fun out of everything. It does.
Yeah, early or late. And like we were talking about last week, the mosquitoes have disappeared. You know,
they burned up. They fried.
They're fried. They're either fried or whatever, but they can't breed if there ain't no water standing on the ground. So, anyway, that's the best deal about down here. And the bait situation's getting a little bit better, but I had a charter on Tuesday, and it went pretty good. You know, to be as hot as it is, and
yeah,
we got a pretty good early start. We started at 7 o'clock, and we were on the water and fishing by 7 anyway. But Captain Mickey using live bait underneath the popping cork and just going from reef to reef and just hopping around the bay and trying a bunch of shell and stuff. And man, we didn't have no tournament fish, but we had some decent fish, and we caught small reds, small trout, small drum. We had some sand trout that he kept. They ended up with 3 reds, 3 specks, and 3 sandies, but that's not including that's not including all the fish that they caught and released in just a little bit of a time. They were really biting good. The night before that, now they could have caught a whole bunch more fish, Captain Mickey, but it was one of those after the full moon, you know, that big bright moon came out on Tuesday, that super moon or whatever. And I mean, I looked out during the night and it was like somebody had turned the light on outside, even though it was overcasty. We had a big thick overcast cloud. It was still bright. I mean, that was one heck of a moon. And our day started off super slow. I couldn't get them to go for nothing, man. No matter what or where I went, what we threw, what we did, we just couldn't get them to bite. And the bites that we had were like, they were short hitting it or mouthing it. And you could tell they had their belly full from the night before or something, and they would just want to play with it. The cork would go under and the people would jerk back. And, you know, the bless their hearts, if they, you know, a little more experience and with the popping cork type deal and the timing. You know, a lot of people, they're so excited. As soon as the cork goes under, they yank. And, man, I just go, look, if you can give it a 3 count or a 5 count or some kind of a count, just let that fish swim away with it. You know, with the moon being the way it was last night, they fill their bellies up and they're not really hungry. And it's the morning after, you know, just try to coax them into biting, you know, some other kind of way. Just give them a little more patience. They wouldn't. They missed 900,000 fish. I mean, it's funny. I mean, it ain't funny, and it is funny because they were learning and they were having fun and they didn't really give a dang. But they went home with a nice box of fish, and then I even showed them how to cut those throats out of the redfish and scale them up for them and made them some coastal quail pieces but anyway after that moon that was tough. I mean, that was on Tuesday, and I didn't fish the rest of the week. And I got a friend coming in from Sugar Land this morning. We're gonna go out and hopefully we can do some good for him. I know I was so hungry for fish, Captain Mickey. I went over to a local fish market day before yesterday. and bought me a red snapper and had them fillet it for me. And Melinda and I cooked that booger up last night with some taters and some shrimp. We fried up some shrimp. I just had to have some fried food. You know, every once in a while you get that urge, man. We had us a good old fish fry last night, and it's kind of quiet around the neighborhood. You know, I walked out on the porch, and there is a little bit more breeze than we had. You know, here lately, it's just been dead calm in the morning, but it seems like we got a little bit more breeze this morning. You said we're 13 miles an hour or something.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have heat mornings today like we've been having for the last couple of weeks. It's supposed to be a little more moderate today. Clouds, chance of rain, you know, with some decent sea breeze, that'll help.
Yes, it will. Well, the water is absolutely gorgeous on the beach and the bay.
Bay's
looking, Tuesday was the last time out, but I mean, driving up and down, going to St. Louis a couple of times this week, and we went yesterday. We drove down there, and the water's really, really pretty. Really pretty along the beachfront, and the waves are kind of small, and you know, it's just that those dog days of summer, and you gotta be down here if you're gonna go the early morning. The sickos go the early morning, do the early thing, and get it before the heat gets in, because I'm telling you, an hour after daylight, 2 hours after daylight, and we're ready to come in. It's enough. They finally got Surfside cleaned up pretty much. Everybody's done their part.
Trying to get back to normal down there for the next game?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Wait on the next one.
Yeah. It's pretty much cleaned up. I mean, there's still stuff out in the weeds and up on the levee road. And there's still stuff that didn't get picked up and probably never will get picked up. But nope. Everything's going good down here, Captain.
Y'all have any dunes left, or the sand dunes pretty flattened down?
No, flatten them down, man. And you ought to see what they're doing now. They're taking the old hay bales, the way they roll them up, you know, the big round bales that they have now. That's what they're stacking end to end, butt to butt, as far as they can down by the highway towards the pass down there, because the beach is all the way to the highway, and I've never seen them use that before, but the old the hay that sits out in the rain or whatever for a year or whatever, and they don't, you know, they ain't got nothing else to do with it. I guess they're buying it from the farmers or having them donated or whatever, and they're piling sand on top of those things.
Well, that makes more sense than Christmas trees.
It does, because the Christmas trees are all over at the boat ramp on the opposite side of the highway. They wash them, and they tore those dunes up, and those trees. Those trees are over at our boat ramp. I mean, I was coming in on Tuesday, and customer goes, "Lynn, there's looks like some debris out there. I mean, when you're pulling up." And I said, "Yeah, that's our sand dunes from the last couple of years." He goes, "Huh?" And I said, "Yeah, that's the Christmas trees that they use for the sand to pile up on them the last couple of years." And they after that hurricane and those high tides, it washed all those dunes, flattened them out, and pushed all those Christmas trees that were all piled up in the sand dunes. And anyway, piled it up over there in the bay. Anyway, it's a coastal town, and I mean, you just need to drive down and see how close the ocean is to the highway now.
Yeah, it's just that's the way it is
else.
At Bolivar too.
It's something else. But let's see what else is going on. I got, like I said, I got that one guy going today, and he's just a buddy, so there's no pressure on it. Just a fun trip, and try to get him some fish, and he's real competitive with me, and always we're talking a lot of smack. You know how it goes on fishing trips, but that was about it. One trip with me this week, and for me. And the fish were biting, and we used live shrimp, and everywhere we went, we caught something or missed something. So they were really, really happy. Matter of fact, after the day of fishing, he took my wife and I out and bought us lunch. So it was really a great time with these guys this week. Thanks, Jeff, and your son, Ryan. And anyway, had a good time with them, Captain Mickey. I'm just rambling on this
cool
morning.
Deal. We'll throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down and hang out with you, Glenn.
Yes, sir. 713-208-0683. Always appreciate it, buddy. Y'all have a great day.
You got it, Hammer. See you now. Take care.
Yes, sir.
You know, folks, if you need pipe or valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales. We're the one-stop shop for all your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait for weeks from other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. Our sales team with over 100 years of combined experience is here to support you from start to finish on no matter what job you're on. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what we do. Call Allied Sales Incorporated and let us handle 281-332-6224. Sales at AlliedInc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Email us at sales@AlliedInc.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. 418 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County, check in with Mr. Bob Green this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Just getting ready for another hot day, it looks like.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a little cooler today, actually.
Well,
so
Well, I hope so. We fought that sun yesterday trying to get a tree stump out of the ground, and uh-oh. I mean, it was just, you know, just about to tear up the old tractor. And about that time, a backhoe showed up, and everything. We spent 4 or 5 hours trying to work on this thing. And
how big a stump was it?
Oh, it was one of those trees. One of those trees that had went down during the storm. Mm-hmm. And man, it was just had the wrong stuff until the backhoe showed up.
Boy, and then it made it look like going on, isn't there? After that storm, still a lot of work going on, especially out my way. I don't know how many roofs have been put on homes out there. It's just nonstop.
You know, you mean lots of little blue tarps still up, or
no? It's just roofs, just no. Ripping them off and putting new ones on. I mean, they're stripping and ripping.
Well, you know, everybody you talk to talks about, you know, just like you said that morning, that was the strongest Cat 1 storm you'd ever seen go through, or
it
something
was a little
like
woolly
that.
Booger, but, man. I mean, it had so many little twisters, you know, circulation in it. It's a pretty good gust out of it.
Yeah, I tell you what, and I drank water all day yesterday, and it still didn't. You talk about cramps in your legs and your arms, and I'm drinking pickle juice and
need some salt,
whatever,
man.
Else I
bananas
can find.
And some potassium.
Yeah, I finally found a banana, and that kind of helped a little bit.
But, I talk about how bad salt is for you, but you got to have it.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And working out a lot of. Remember when football practice this time of year, 2 days? They make you take salt tablets, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Got ready to practice the salt tablets.
Then you'd run wind sprints and then throw up all that salt.
Must have had it designed for us that way. I don't know. But I tell you what, we need some rain or just start getting a little cooler. Of course, you know, normally the end of September, it seems like, the middle of September before we get that little cool front come
through.
Yeah,
we had a real spring this year. Maybe we'll have a real fall.
I hope so. I'm ready for it. I mean, it's definitely
be nice.
Yeah, it will be. We need something to get these fish, I mean, moving again.
Yeah, it kind of seems like a stalemate. Especially freshwater guys, man. That heat just stales everything out. You know, Randy said, I talked to a Deerman yesterday morning. He said, they're doing pretty good on top waters early inside, you know, shallow.
Wow.
And then he said once, you know, first couple hours, you get a lot of bites and catching bass up to about 4 pounds. And then moving off of the shorelines and then hitting those secondary points in about 12, 15 foot of water, with, you know, worming them with big worms. And they're doing good, you know.
What's their temperature? He'd say anything,
you know,
about the water temp
he
there?
He didn't mention. I know it's got to be hot. I mean, but, you know, the lake's finally getting down towards normal pool. They're still pumping water out of it. I think yesterday morning it was a little under 2 foot above pool, which, you know, all year it's been 7 and 10 feet above. And it's crappie fishing. It's really starting to – those crappie are ganging up on those brush piles now, and they're catching them pretty good.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we're still 97 degrees.
Oh,
I didn't know if they were that hot or not, but there's until we get a little change in it, it's going to just be that way. You know, we go to the boat ramp and you see three trailers or three trucks and trailers, and you know, when normally, you know, we're pretty full. And you know, now the weekends here, there's still tournaments, you know, or club tournaments going on, so and they're finding a few fish, but it's not like it should be, but it'll get back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went around the other day, and it'd been, I think I told you last week, we had a guy forgot to put his plug in, the boat pretty much sank right there at the boat ramp, so I went all the way over to the other, yeah, it was, you're talking about trying to get it back on the trailer and trying to winch it up, so can you imagine how much a boat weighs trying to winch it up with that little winch on the front of the trailer? I think they finally got it on there. It pretty much closed around now. But I went around to the other side. It had been a while since, I usually keep everything updated up here for people. And they had done a lot of work over at that other Park Prairie part. You know, we got two places, Park Prairie and Oak Thicket. Oak Thicket is over there where I normally put in at.
Yeah, where
and I they've
went
done a lot. Yeah, and, back in there, you wouldn't recognize it now. Back in there in those where the cabins were, they've cleared all that out. So.
Really?
And got all the, but really it helped, getting some air through there because it'd get hot. Mm-hmm. You're talking about right now, it'd really be hot if it had all that, brush back in there.
Right.
But they redid all that. They put a boat ramp, or not a boat ramp, but boat docks over there to where now if you stay in those cabins, you put your boat right
pull
out
your
there.
Put your boat up to it and dock it and get out and go with it.
Yeah, and dock it.
That's cool.
And everything, yeah. So, when I went over to Park Prairie, it'd been so odd. I've seen it from out in the lake, but, I always go to the other place. And they had little cabins, on the water. They had boat docks on to it. I mean, that's how long it'd been since I went over there.
Right.
So, anyway, I'm updating my website with all that stuff. So, get a little more information on it. But, oh, well, I heard y'all talking about dove hunting yesterday. And
right. And
the same thing here right now. They're on the high wires and out in the goat weed and around the ponds and all. But come September 1st, I don't know where they end up going to, but they just vanish. And they take off for the high country. And y'all were talking about the white wings deals. I know we were sitting on the lake one day fishing in a little cove, and then those white wings dove were just, looked like they were by the hundreds or thousands. Or they were just flying over that place. But that was in April, May?
Yeah.
Or something like that. And they were everywhere. And I don't know. I haven't seen them at all right now. But I heard y'all saying something about they move west. Something y'all were talking about.
Those small towns and cities, close to the agriculture. Mm-hmm. They like to roost in town. Usually I would see that. They would come from the east down the bayfront where I live and head into the west to roost in the evenings, but I hadn't seen it yet this year, those big mm-hmm. flights in the evening.
That was in the Fayetteville area where I saw those, because I've never seen them out here. And we're close.
Right.
Well, right here is Washington County, Lee County, and Fayette County all come together. So I don't know, even the my deer population, and I'm seeing just the same couple of does that actually had two. Looked like they had two fawns this year.
Yeah.
So they're doing good, but
hopefully all the deer had twins this year.
Yeah, but I guess they had enough rain or whatever, for them to do good.
Yeah, I think we got all the rains at the right times this year, especially down south and out west. So,
it made a difference in my pear trees for sure.
Sure.
They did well, except for where the squirrels love grabbing them pears, but they had a little trouble. They got a little bigger this year, so you'd see one trying to run across there with one as big as its head, trying to hang on to it and go up a tree.
Greedy squirrel.
Boy. But at least the grass is not growing as bad as it was, so we decided we'd tackle this stump yesterday, and it just, man, it worked us to death. We can't fish, we might as well get the last. I need to find one. I don't even know what it costs to get a stump ground anymore.
Yeah, it depends on the size. Probably on average about $35 a stump. $40.
I had a buddy one time that had one of those hand ones. it just kind of sat down on stuff and you'd wiggle it back and forth, and it did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So
I had a guy do my yard one time with one of those. Worked real good, and it didn't rut my yard up or anything.
Oh yeah, I mean it's just a hand handheld type deal.
Yeah. He just, you know, it's got a bar on it where you just operate it, you know, with the handles and levers, and just roll it up there to it and get after it.
Well, I was looking at it first and thinking, man, that thing's never going to work. And shoot, he took out a stump that must have been, I don't know, it was a big stump. And it took a little while, but as long as you get them sharp teeth on it, it'd take care of it.
So, yeah, well, grind it right on up.
You were talking about, it's kind of the same thing you said Randy was talking about, that morning. I mean, we've still got all that bait, you know, moving around the shallows first thing, and a couple of them hollered about little square bills in the morning. I tell you what, as I was moving around the other day and looking at taking pictures of stuff, I'm going to repost a bunch of it, kind of old photos, was the amount of hydrilla I was seeing. I mean, I walked out on that boat ramp that goes out, I guess it runs out there about 25 yards or so. And as I'd walk out on, I mean, next to the bank, I mean, I'm not talking about marine dyad, I'm talking about regular hydrilla.
Right.
And as I walked out and got deeper and deeper, I got out there to about 5 or 6 feet and then it stopped. But, and you know, normally they don't let that hydrilla go too far. And you remember we lost all that hydrilla, what, 7 or 8 years ago?
Right.
And it just kind of disappeared. So I don't know if they'll do anything with it again or not.
Hydrilla is like St. Augustine grass. It'll always come back. It can't get rid of it.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of areas when we start getting some cooler weather that run a topwater bait across or a buzz bait or something like that. Because I know last year, I guess it was November or something like that, we had a little front come through and those fish got active and right there, right off the bank. And you'd have them hit a topwater, knock it out of the water, and we'd turn around and throw a little chatterbait or something in behind it, and they would hit it. So
the buddy system.
I'm looking forward to the cooler weather and get them things going where they should be.
I think
they'll still be fish
every
deep.
Single fisherman in the country.
The same. We don't have much to report.
We're not alone. We're not alone, buddy.
I tell you. I miss those days. I know what was it. Just before I retired, I had spent the whole month of September up here, and all I did was fish those schooling fish. But it was just, you know, get up at 9 o'clock in the morning, go out and wait for the first one to bust and fish. And
right,
and you know, that's how we spent our summers, you know, fishing up here for a long time, and everybody misses it, but we can't figure out what happened to them. So. Maybe.
I don't know. Something changed the pattern of it, because you don't hear a lot of. There's still a few lakes that have that schooling action going on them, but not like in the past. It's really changed.
No. When you know, the Bastrop Lake up here, Lake Bastrop, they still have schooling fish. And most times it's over in, I guess it's the north end, closer to the dam area. And they still school there. I mean, of course, it's not the size fish that we always had schooling here. I mean, the ones we had here, you get into a school of fish, it's 3-4 pound fish. Because it wouldn't matter. It would just be fun to see them do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But don't think it's going to happen. I don't know. Not much reporting going on. I get some of the details.
It's that time of year. You know, we're kind of in that lull right now, and then we'll have some good hunting stuff to talk about here before too long. Take up slack.
And then that's another thing.
And it'll be hard to get it all in, all the good hunting and good fishing all at the same time. Fall in the winter.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, I haven't seen a buck yet up here. As long as those does are in there somewhere, they'll bring them in sooner or later.
Yeah, it won't be long. There'll be love in the air.
Yeah, get that first cool front, and that feels good.
They'll be on the move. They'll be looking for some companionship.
That's cool to get me in gear too. I tell you what, it's tough to try to drag out there, and it's about that first hour, an hour and a half at the border. It feels pretty good.
Right.
It's like this morning will be, then here it comes. You just start looking for an AC unit or get back in the truck and turn the air on.
There you go. All right, Bob.
It's going to get better. It's going to get better.
All right. Well, give them some info. Somebody wants to come up and fish this fall with you, Fayette County.
Yeah. The good times are coming back. But anyway, 281-460-9200. Our Fayette County Bass Fishing.com. Y'all have a great morning, great weekend.
Hey, you too, Bob. Good talking to you, man. Right. See you
later.
All right, later. All right, that's Bob Green up on Fayette County. And Angler U, they're committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all the topics, and they're archived so you can see patterns over periods of time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon, and whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, Angler U's got you covered. Go to anglerU.com, become a member today, and you can receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. Folks, that'll save you a ton of money in the long run. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 440 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Matagorda way, see if there's any strawberry fields with Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, what's up?
What's up, Mickey?
What's going on?
Man, I don't know. Watching all this lightning. I don't know what's around down here, but a bunch of lightning in there.
Yeah, you got a little weather kind of moving in from offshore, but it's going to pass through you. You'll be all right after it passes.
Okay. All right. Is it going to pass like soon or is it going to be later?
Well, I was looking at radar earlier. Let me bring it up again and see what we got here, buddy. It's kind of moving west-northwest, and it's going to clear by 5:40 a.m., looks like it's going to be off of East Bay and just past the harbor. So, yeah, you'll be good. There's nothing behind it. It's just moving inland, brother.
Yeah, I just see a bunch of lightning. And I see one, I just went by one flag that was just hanging, totally limp. And then the next flag, two blocks down, was blowing straight out.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with that, but I don't know. I've had a good week though this week. I definitely can't complain. It's been good fishing for me. I had a good week.
I like hearing that.
Yeah, I fished 3 days or 4 days this week, but it was good every day. I mean, my slowest day, I had one day that, well, one day was a little slow, but we kind of came in early. We still had six fish that day, but we came in early. And then the next day after that, I went out and I had four guys, you know, that were all real good fishermen too and everything. And we just threw lure, you know, just threw tails. And
yeah,
we caught, I don't know, we probably caught 30 or 40 keeper trout, you know, in slot trout.
Good.
We were just catching and releasing them, and a couple overs. We had a really good day. And then yesterday, one of the same boys that I took that the day before caught one yesterday that weighed 7 pounds on a topwater.
Nice.
28 inches and weighed 7. That was a good one. So it's just been a good week. Can't complain at all.
No, you can't.
It's been all trout for me. I have seen not many reds. Like,
boy, usually, you know, August is just a redfish month like crazy. Especially down your way. You know, East Bay, they get out there in the middle over all that shell and just go nuts.
I know. I'm not getting them. I mean, we get one or two a day, maybe. And I mean, trout's not been a problem, but redfish, I'm just not finding them very good.
Mm-hmm.
Except for maybe later in that evening. I know there's been a couple guys going the evening, and it seems like they said the redfish are kind of lighting off in the evening.
Right.
Catching a bunch of reds out there in the evening, but I haven't found them too good in the mornings. I mean, I'll catch one or two mixed in with the trout I'm catching, and then it seems like I'll go look for them after I catch a bunch of trout, and I just don't seem to find them much. I don't know. I'm sure they're somewhere. Somebody's probably getting them, but it ain't me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to gripe about it. I'm catching good trout, so.
I just can't believe I'm just looking at the updated star leaderboard, and there's just still three tagged reds, two red tags and one blue tag. That's it. Crazy.
I know. I've got one of my best customers, him and his wife, Greg and Lori, and they wanted to, I mean, everybody wants to catch one, but they went with me several times during the tournament, and we talked about it every time, just how there's just been not many weighed in. Like, it makes me wonder what happened when that storm come through. What did it do to them? Push them somewhere people aren't fishing, or I don't know where they at. Because usually it's done by now, you know.
Right.
Like, they've got all of them filled.
Well,
a lot less than normal.
One big change: the red snapper. Somebody weighed in a 24/7 this past week. Ronald Asada, Galveston mate, weighed in at Matagorda Harbor. But
that's a good one.
That 21/8 that Mark Hudman had held for a long time, pretty much all summer, till this guy popped at 24/7.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But man.
No, I noticed that. All the leaderboards seem to be not what they normally are. But that redfish deal has definitely, we've talked about it more than once in the last week, wondering why people aren't catching them like normal. I mean, they release the same amount, I'm sure.
Yeah, same amount every year.
Everything's the same, so, yeah.
The fish are the same, the chances are same, just...
Yeah.
I don't know where there's not as many people fishing this year.
I don't know either. Or did that storm move them from their normal
that
route?
Storm,
go?
Scatter them out, you know, with all those bull tides. You know, they rode that water up where in areas where people just aren't addressing them.
That's right, where they're not fishing. They might be way up creek somewhere, way up. Who knows?
Exactly.
Somebody might say. They might start catching them here in a month or two. People start catching them once it's over. They come back down or something.
I don't know. But we had two of those storms, you know. We had that first one.
Right.
And, you know, it bulled the tides up. But, man, that second one up on this upper coast, it really poured some water in here. So that could have scattered them out, or they could have teamed up with a bigger school and just whatever.
I mean, it got so high that they both came over our road down here. I mean, East Bay and the river connected on both of them. So I don't know. Caught a big. Did you see that big giant drum that kid caught with me?
Yeah, I saw that. big nasty.
That is, of all the years I've seen a lot of pretty big drums. That was one of the biggest drums I've ever seen in my whole life.
Boy, he had a melon head on him.
Oh, he fought it so long. We were in the middle of good trout, And he caught it on a down south paddle tail.
Yeah.
And it ate it. I mean, right in his mouth. I mean, that thing ate that paddle tail. But anyway, he's fighting it, and one of the other boys grabbed the net. But we were in trout pretty good.
Right.
One of the other boys grabbed the net, and he's waiting on it, waiting on it. Well, the other boys caught a keeper trout, got it in. That one boy goes, man, I'm not going to wait no more. He set that net down. He grabbed his rod, threw out there, caught a keeper trout, got it in, released it, and he's still fighting that drum in the back of the boat. And finally, I said, man, I'm going to, you know, y'all keep catching these fish. I'm going to sit here and part with him. I mean, it was like 10 minutes, and I couldn't even get it in the net. We went head first. We couldn't get it in the boat. You know, it bottomed my boga grips out before it got halfway off the deck of the boat.
I bet.
It was really big, and I've seen some big ones. It was pretty. It was
yeah.
One of
that
the
was an elephant. That was a monster. Yeah. All right,
yeah,
buddy. Well, I got to run, Tommy. If somebody wants to come down and hook up with you and do some fishing, man, give them some info how they can get a hold of you.
They can get me on Facebook, Tommy Alexander, or on my phone. Leave a message, or you can text me if I don't answer at 979-709-8242.
Yeah, don't panic. He'll get back to you.
I'll get back to you. Text me. I always answer my text, usually.
I know you do.
For the most part, anyway.
All right. Well, I'll be talking to you, Tommy. Always a pleasure. Have a good day out there.
All right. We will.
Catch him up. See you, man. All right. All right, that's Captain Tommy Alexander. I just call him Tommy Boy. Great guy. All right, let's speaking of great guys, let's run down to South Padre and check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Hey, Brian, how you doing, bud?
How you doing, sir?
Oh, I couldn't be better. How's fishing, man? A little warm down
there?
It's,
oh, man, an understatement. It's warm. It's just smoking out there. It's hot. It's been hot.
It's even hot for
moon.
Young people.
Yeah, even hot for me. And I've been, you know, like I said, talked to you last time. I've been on a run, so I haven't had a day off since I talked to you. So
you're well-conditioned, weathered.
Yeah, about 29 to 30 days or something like that going on. I'm not
That's
even
a
counting
bad
anymore.
Problem to have, ain't it? Well, I know who to call when I need a loan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know better than to call fishing guides for a loan.
I know.
We've got too
right.
many loans of our own already.
That's it. That's a good comeback right there.
But the fishing's been good. We've been catching fish up until the last 2 days, falling off of that full moon. You know, that moon
right.
was big early, and it had, you know, everything was fired up for, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Fishing was great. You know, we caught tarpon, we caught redfish, caught speckled trout, we caught some snook, you know, so we did a little bit of everything. Still staying deep for the redfish and trout, you know. Stopping in the fishing the edges of the intercoastal when there's no wind, you know, we're kind of just hopping on the trolling motor and cruising up and down the edges, you know, throwing a little bit heavier than average jig heads, 1/4 ounce, 3/8 ounce, because the edge of the channel, you know, it's probably like 14 foot or something. So kind of wanted to drop down there, speckled trout, flounder, and even redfish hanging on the edge of the channel right now. There's a ton of drum schooled up in there, so you'll see a bunch of boats chasing those, but if you're throwing just artificials and stuff like that, just working down the edge of the shoreline, you know, spot locking if you see a little good or something, and working it for some flounder has been doing really good for a lot of people. There seems to be a lot of people fishing the intracoastal right now. I'm sure it's because there's not much wind, but it seems to be happening in there. I caught fish, and then all my friends are in there catching them too, so that's pretty good right now.
Awesome.
Yep. The jetty fishing's been good. It's been pretty calm for about a week, you know, 0 to 1 foot surf. So we've been getting out there, and like I said, we caught some tarpon earlier in the week, but then the last 2 days, I haven't even seen one. So it's been a little tough, and my people kind of wanted to do a little bit of everything, so we looked for tarpon early and didn't see many, so we didn't spend all day searching for them. But, you know, I've had myself, like I told you, some days are good, some days are slow, so I've caught myself even once this week again, you know, way like even north of Port Mansfield, running beyond my stretches, usually looking for fish, you know, so.
Right.
It's just been tough. I'm beginning to think
that's
that
what James
sometimes,
been doing. He's been burning a lot of fuel, buddy.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think that sometimes they're just not in that depth that I look for. Like full moon, I like the full moon tarpon deal because they're always moving, so you have a good chance of seeing them, but there could be, you know, 200 of them there one day like there was, and then literally don't even see a single one roll for 2 days, you know? So
right.
They're the fish that'll drive you crazy.
They are. They're fickle. More than a crappie or a speckled trout ever thought about being.
Oh, yeah.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Yep. But there's a lot of things. It's tournament season here, so every Saturday there's some kind of tournament going on. You know, probably the same up in y'all's area.
Right.
But for some reason, August and early September seems to be tournament time for us down here anyways.
Right.
And so there's been a lot of pressure on the water. It's that, along with the heat, is probably another main two reasons why those fish are so deep right now. But
yeah,
you know, just a lot of boat traffic and stuff. It's actually starting to, I mean, weekdays are starting to slow down. You know, I'm the only guy at the dock and stuff like that right now. So, you know, because school's starting and whatnot. So slow season is starting for a lot of fishing guides. So it is starting to slow down a little bit, but come Saturdays, you know, it's a show out there with all the boats and tournament stuff going on, you know.
We call them weekend warriors.
Oh, yeah. Definitely fair share of them. And now they got those. And we just, when we thought that jet skis were the problem, they got these funny things. It's like a race car, but a boat. But it's shaped and looks like a Corvette. Have you seen those?
No, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, and so I got those guys spinning circles around me while I'm out there trying to catch fish now, too. It's like, wow, there's a Corvette driving circles around me on the flat. So I was like, lovely.
Oh, man.
But it's all right. I got to deal with it. It's not my water. Everybody wants to have fun. And like I said, luckily the fish are kind of deep right now. So.
Yeah.
Not getting completely disturbed. But, yep, we're surviving and, you know, hoping for better couple days. You know, I got a day off on Sunday, so I'm gonna enjoy that, and then
fishing anyway,
right? Who knows?
Kelly will probably talk.
Really hoping it just rains or something.
Let's go catch a big poon.
Yeah, man. I've been so beat lately. I'm just craving those days off now. So my body just needs it.
We used to do that. We'd pray for bad weather, man. We need a few days off. Let's get a.
That's what I did. So I usually just book myself 6 days a week, and I'm like, I'll let Mother Nature give me an extra day off here and there, and then all of a sudden we've had good weather for 2 weeks and I haven't had a day off. So,
well, that's a good thing in the guide business. Get them while you can, brother. All right, yep, Brian, somebody wants to come down and keep you busy all through the rest of the year, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Yep, I've got a few available dates from some cancellations, and I'm already booking for my wintertime, you know, snook and big trout fishing. It's going to be a great year. We're pumped up. But if somebody is interested in any of that, give me a call. It's area code 956-755-9413, or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Brian, have a good one, man. Catch him up. See you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, later. Bye. All right, that's Brian Barrera down in South Padre. Time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.